No matter if you're an owner-operator truck driver or you're with a large trucking fleet, having a Waystation Bypass Service-equipped truck saves you an average of more than $8.50 and 5 minutes of time each time you bypass a Waystation. That's according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. However, there are differences in bypass systems. In other words, what works best for one trucking operation may not work as well for another. Now comes a study from one university that can help you make the right choice. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of Waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge, and it's good to have you here. It was more than 25 years ago the concept of electronic waystation bypassing was introduced. Since then, qualified trucks have been pre-cleared to continue past waystations at highway speeds when their in-cab devices, known as transponders, are queried by overhead readers. This is known as radio frequency identification technology, or RFID for short. More recently, however, another type of technology has emerged that's also being used for bypassing. It can be an app on a smartphone or tablet, or part of an onboard telematics device in a truck. This is known as Commercial Mobile Radio Services, or CMRS for short. Now, not that long ago, the largest transportation research agency in the country, Texas A&M Transportation Institute, released its findings into the differences in these technologies and about their performance. With me to talk about this is Andrew Johnson with PrePass. He joins me on the line from company headquarters in Phoenix. Andrew, it's good to talk with you.
My pleasure.
Well, to begin with, can you explain how RFID and CMRS technologies work when it comes to waystation bypassing, including their similarities and differences?
Well, to begin with, Evan, RFID has been around a long time, and it's used in many other industries today. In fact, it was chosen by the U.S. Department of Transportation for connected and autonomous vehicles. This is because RFID is fast, it's accurate, and it's reliable. In the situation of waystation bypass, trucks drive over weigh and motion scales at highway speeds. The technology then must attribute the carrier safety data, credentials, and truck weight in seconds. Transponders do this well, passing this data as a truck passes under an RFID reader. In this case, it's an overhead pull on the highway. This process, for all intents and purposes, performs with 100% accuracy. On the other side, we have CMRS. This is more commonly referred to as a cellular transmission. As you mentioned, Evan, it is available on any device that broadcasts a cellular signal. With CMRS, an electronic geofence is created around the waystation. This geofence basically defines a GPS location. This is similar to your navigation app alerting you as you are approaching a restaurant or, say, a gas station. So in this case, unlike transponders, no reader pull is necessary. So now that we've defined the two types of bypassing, the question then becomes one about reliability. How accurate is a cellular application in transmitting the data needed for a waystation bypass?
So what did the study from Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, or TTI, reveal regarding both RFID and CMRS technologies and waystation bypassing?
Well, we commissioned TTI to compare the two bypass technologies with a research project. They used various cellular providers and conducted the test within an area providing consistent reception. The test runs also included different vehicle speeds, following distances, and geofence locations. So after we completed that, what did we find out? First, we did not find that weak cell signals were a problem for transmitting the data, as long as the connection was not dropped. If a driver loses cell reception approaching the waystation, they'll be directed to pull in. This can be an issue in some locations, very similar to dropping a phone call or losing a connection on your navigation app. Second, the research identified issues when vehicles are following closely as they move over the weigh in motion scale. As I mentioned, cellular technology is not perfectly accurate. So as vehicles are closer together, it has difficulty identifying one truck from another. When this happens, the trucks are directed to pull in. The distance between vehicles is affected by two things, essentially vehicle speeds and traffic volumes. Naturally, at higher speeds, vehicles are spaced further apart. Conversely, at higher traffic volumes, vehicles are moving slowly and closer together. TTI concluded that cellular technology works best at distances greater than 3 seconds per truck. So in the end, the research concluded that CMRS cellular apps performed within a range of 81.5% to 93.9% accuracy. These numbers also assume that the signal is not dropped. Again, this compares to the 100% accuracy of the transponder. So obviously there is a difference in reliability between transponders and mobile apps, especially when weighing motion scales are present.
Now, RFID technology is also used for electronic toll payment services such as EasyPass, PrePass Plus, and a host of others, so trucks can keep moving at or near highway speeds when they encounter toll booths rather than having to stop and pay. Can CMRS technology be used for electronic tolling as well?
Today, electronic toll payments are only possible with an RFID transponder. Again, Evan, this comes down to connection reliability. 100% reliability is necessary for processing electronic payments as vehicles move on the highway. Now, does this mean that apps will never be used for toll payments? Certainly not. 5G is on the horizon, and as cellular connectivity becomes more reliable and secure, we may see it, just not in the near future.
Okay, that leads me to my next question. With the fact that CMRS cannot be used for tolling, does this automatically mean that in light of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute study that RFID transponders are always the better choice for trucking operations, regardless of size, for weigh station bypassing?
Well, it really depends on what you mean by better. If you're electronically paying tolls, then you need a transponder in the truck anyway. Toll services like PrePass Plus and Best Pass can provide the weigh station bypass service within the one transponder. On the other side, there are also advantages to using a mobile bypass app. For starters, it's easier to get started with the mobile app because there is no transponder involved. Second, because CMRS does not require roadside infrastructure, it's easier to add more locations. These can be mobile locations or fixed sites. Granted, the majority of frequently trafficked sites accept transponders. However, some smaller sites may not. Third, some fleets may be comfortable exchanging a lower bypass rate for the simpler management of the app. It really just depends upon the fleet operation.
Now, Andrew, I know you can't speak to everyone potentially listening to this podcast, but can you narrow down to generally whom CMRS and RFID weigh station bypass are best suited for? And can someone use both of these technologies at the same time?
When comparing the transponder with the mobile app, I would start by looking at the weigh station locations along your most common routes. Compare these to the service maps provided by each supplier. For example, there are some states that only offer transponder bypassing. The one thing to keep in mind is how locations are presented. When comparing suppliers specifically, make sure you're only looking at fixed sites and not temporary or mobile sites. These can often make the total locations or bypass opportunities seem greater than they truly are. I would focus on the sites you are actually visiting and receiving inspections and match service locations to those. Next are the factors I mentioned previously. These include bypass reliability, toll payment services, and transponder management. At PrePass, we offer both the transponder and the motion bypass app. Our customers can choose one or both of these options at the same subscription rate. When using motion with a transponder, the app will default to the transponder when available and display follow transponder on the screen. The advantage of using both is that you receive the reliability and toll service benefits of the transponder with the additional locations offered through the app. This approach provides the most bypass opportunities possible.
That is Andrew Johnson with PrePass talking about the differences in the two weigh station bypass technologies. Andrew, thank you very much for your time and the information.
You're welcome, Evan.
And you can read more about the differences in weigh station bypassing technology and which one may work best for you. Just log on to the PrePass website at prepass.com and head on over to the Resources Library, where you can download a couple of free white papers. One is entitled Comparing Weigh Station Bypass Technologies. The other, Six Things to Consider When Selecting a Weigh Station Bypass System. And while you're on the PrePass website, be sure to check out the blog, where you'll find trucking news and insights That's also where you can either subscribe to this podcast or listen to previous installments, as well as through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Blueberry, Player FM, Stitcher, TuneIn, Listen Notes, and more. You can also keep up with PrePass online through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Finally, if you've got a question or comment or topic suggestion for this podcast, simply email us at podcast@prepass.com. This has been Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services. PrePass also provides informed visualization software for improving safety scores and lowering toll-related costs. I'm Evan Lockridge. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your eyes on the road.